Welcome to a new episode of the Writing Lessons From blogcast. Here at Writing Lessons From, every episode I take a TV show, a film, a book, a podcast, comedy special, basically anything where a story has been told, and I break it down to figure out what writing lessons we as storytellers can take from it, both the good and the bad. And this episode we are returning to an old article that I wrote in March 2024, it was published in my Substack, and now it's being republished onto the blog and as a blogcast here where you're listening to me right now. Hello, my name's Jenny. Did I say that? I don't think I did. My name's Jenny. Hi. How are you? Personally, I'm having an expensive week. You know how you have those weeks where suddenly everything kind of happens at once and it all costs money? Like the dog needs a checkup. We had to get a new car because a couple of weeks ago I got hit by a lorry. I'm fine. The car was not. It means we need to replace our family car, which we've done this week. That's expensive. And I bought myself an early birthday present. I bought an iPad. I got a refurbished one because, you know, save the environment, save money, lots of saving. But yeah, I got a nice, pretty iPad because I'm going to have a go at learning illustration and digital art. And I wanted to share that with you because it's a little reminder and permission, if you need it, that it doesn't matter what age you are, you can learn a new skill whenever you want. And it can be anything. It can be something you've always wanted to learn. It can be something you've only just discovered. You're allowed to learn new things, which is what I'm going to go and do. I used to do a lot of drawing when I was younger, and then I gave it up mostly to focus on writing. And I'd really like to get back into drawing and things, but in the digital age, which we didn't have when I was younger, because I'm old. Right, let's get on with this. Today's episode is all about Girl Boss, which is a TV show available on Netflix. How do you feel about stories based on truth? I have mixed feelings. The best thing I've ever seen based on a true story, so far, I think, this might have changed since 2024, is the movie Tag, which, again, at time of writing in 2024 in March, was on Netflix. I'm pretty sure it's still on Netflix. I'm pretty sure I've seen it. It's come up for me still. Tag is a brilliant film. Definitely go watch that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Girl Boss, which is a one season TV show based on the true story detailed in Sophia. Oh, I love pronouncing surnames. I always say them well in my head, but my mouth can't. They don't often come out right. Sophia Amoruso's autobiography. And her autobiography, I'm not going to say her name again, was hashtag girl boss, because of course it was. Hashtag girl boss. And it detailed how Sophia started the clothing company Nasty Gal. The TV show follows Sophia along with her best friend Annie, handsome drummer Shane, and Annie's business school bartending boyfriend Dax. I stumbled across Girl Boss late. My mum had watched it, mentioned it to me maybe a year or so ago. She's very on the ball with these things. And I ended up binging it eventually over 3 days. Reeling from mixed emotions, I looked up the true story behind it and wished I hadn't. Truth always seems to muddy fiction, which is why I always have mixed feelings about it. The reviews for Girl Boss weren't great, but I read them with interest, wondering if my high from the show came from just watching it too fast. Writing, I was reminded, is a subjective game. Okay, we're going to get into it now. You know the drill. From here on, there are spoilers for Girl Boss. First, a small disclaimer. I am a business owner and I have a deep-seated fascination with films, documentaries and TV shows about business. I'm admittedly a little biased, and perhaps that's why I actually quite enjoyed Girl Boss when the reviewers didn't. It might be that I'm looking at more than just the storytelling aspect of it. It's fun to watch the ups and downs of Sophia building her business, seeing things go wrong and watching how she handled them. Not to mention her metaphor of being caged when fighting between the urge for a regular paycheck and the need for freedom. I can't express to you how much I related to that feeling of being caged. Overall, the story of Girl Boss is very simple. Sophia can't hack a normal job, but she's amazing at finding vintage clothes and reselling them or altering them for a more modern look. That's her skill, and she's determined to build a living out of it. That's it. Chuck in a handful of characters and relationships, and you've got a nice little TV show, right? Well, only if it's handled correctly. The first thing I noticed about Girl Boss is that Sophia isn't a nice person. Sure, she's got sass and a strong will, but she's also rude and immature. More importantly, she's unempathetic. It's not a great start being faced with a character you don't like much, but maybe that's her character arc? Maybe by the end I'll love her? Spoiler, I did not. The other characters were just so much nicer. Her best friend Annie is the loveliest. Annie's boyfriend Dax is even lovelier. And even love interest Shane had relatable good qualities. I struggle with characters who I don't like. Some authors and writers make a living out of creating detestable characters, so obviously they can work well. The key to an unlikable protagonist winning over a readership or audience is to give them something for the reader or audience to hold on to. Something nice, something relatable, a glimmer of hope. I binged Girl Boss over 3 days, so there must have been something good about Sophia in that first episode, right? I've given this so much thought, and I came up with a couple of reasons why I decided to stick with Sophia. One, she kept failing, and so do I. I wanted to see how she overcame this, because of course she was going to overcome it. This was the glimmer of hope that I needed. And two, her best friend was everything she wasn't. Kind, sweet, thoughtful. I wanted more of Annie. Sticking around for a secondary character isn't usually strong enough. If you want to write a horrible protagonist, please consider giving them something relatable or a glimmer of niceness right at the beginning, so you don't alienate the people who might enjoy your story. The truth is that a lot of why I kept watching came from Annie and her boyfriend Dax. Where's my business school friend when I need them? Annie's optimism kept me going. It kept me riding high. And maybe that's what it did for Sophia too. That was Annie's role. She was the optimist, the happy-go-lucky support system. The character who told and punished Sophia when she crossed a line, which is something else horrible protagonists need. Annie and Dax, along with Sophia's relationship with Shane, gave the story depth. This wasn't just a woman building a clothing business. It was the story of a woman falling in love when she was holding herself back and getting hurt by the man who seemed so sweet. I'm so sorry if you just heard my dog move. He was lying down in the middle of my office and decided to very clumsily get to his feet to go look out the window. He might bark at any minute. It was also the story, we're back to Girl Boss here, of a woman who had a strained relationship with her father and a non-existent relationship with her tearaway mother, which was lovingly explored in one episode. Speaking of which, two episodes stuck out to me. The one where they go to LA to visit Shane and the one where Sophia goes looking for her mother. The first gave a lovely insight into Annie and Dax's relationship, the seriousness of their feelings and just how well matched they were. Things that were not clear beforehand when it could be assumed that Annie might even be using Dax. The latter episode showed us why Sophia is the way she is. You can create a horrible character surrounded by lovely people, but we need to know why they are the way they are. The why here is that Sophia takes after her mother, and her father did everything he could to raise Sophia with love when her mother left. By the end of the episode, Sophia realizes this, realizes she doesn't want to make the same mistakes her mother has, and goes home a different, evolved person, taking the next step forward in her character arc. In fact, it seems that all the characters and their relationships grow and evolve quite well throughout the series, until we get to the end. Why are endings so hard? I'm noticing a theme with these posts, and now episodes. Endings are hard. A lot of the reviewers of Girl Boss declared the writing bad. I disagree. I think the writing was good. Until the end. What a shambles that ending was. By this point, Sophia's business, Nasty Girl, has grown to a new level. She has her own little warehouse, is launching a new and improved website, and has a small team behind her. Nasty Gal and Sophia are ready for the next level. She's fixed her friendship with Annie. Shane has cheated on her and she's still in a lot of pain from that. And we haven't seen her father since he showed he didn't quite trust her business capabilities, a belief based, understandably, on all of her previous behaviour. That's not what happened in the final episode. That's the end. I understand that the writers probably wanted to leave room for a second season, which we'll never get as Girl Boss was cancelled after season one. But come on! So what was the problem with that ending? The subplots were not tied up. It's that simple. And I can tell you now that one of the main, or top three at least, rules of ending a story is that all subplots must be tied up. For the love of cake, please. It's not difficult. Here's what I would have done. Sophia realises, through the website launch party and the sheer volume of people there supporting her, that she doesn't need Shane. That he can go to hell. She's moved on. In the corner of the party, Dax suggests to Annie that they get married and she agrees. Or, even sweeter, both their parents are there and meet for the first time in a show of goodwill and love. Dax explained in a previous episode how worried he is about introducing Annie to his parents, so that bit would be really sweet. And who's that coming through the warehouse doors? Why, it's Sophia's father, arriving to support his daughter and tell her how proud he is of her. Why was that so difficult? That wouldn't have affected season two, would it? They still could have had Sophia and her dad falling out over something if they wanted that relationship to break further. It's almost as if the writers just gave up on the final episode. Which brings me back to the fact that writing is art and all art is subjective. Everyone will have a different opinion about it, but you should take pride in the thing that you create. Do write by your story. Make it the best you can. Give it well-developed characters with proper growth and a good ending with everything tied up, even if you want a second season or a sequel. Give the people who watched and read to the end the closure they deserve. You know what else I missed at the end? Real photos or footage of the real Sophia building Nasty Gal with captions about what happened next. What's the point in basing a story on real life if you don't get the "here are the real people" element? By omitting this, I jumped to the conclusion that Sophia really was that Nasty Gal, and someone not to aspire to be like after all. But to think like that would be to realise I wasted 6.5 hours of my life watching Girl Boss. Instead, I learned a lot about writing, endings and art. And how can that ever be a waste? And there you go, there's another episode. Wrapped up. That was Girl Boss, which was an old article from 2024. So next week, we are going to have a brand new episode, brand new article, brand new episode, which is, I'm looking at my spreadsheet of things and I've written it in code. I can tell you what shows we're going to be looking at. It's two TV shows. We're going to be looking at Only Murders in the Building and Peacemaker, starring John Cena. I can't remember why I've put them together. I wrote the article a little while ago while it was fresh in my head. So I look forward to next week learning along with you what that's about. And have a lovely week until then. Writing stories, telling stories, making art. Go make some art and I'll see you then. I won't see you then. You'll hear me then? Yeah. Bye!